SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News. For culturally diverse women, overcoming discrimination and marginalisation to achieve a leadership role remains a challenge. That's been the research focus of a paper by academics at Monash University, published in the international peer-reviewed journal BMJ Leader. The paper lists systematic intersectional barriers stopping culturally diverse women from rising to the top, including racism, sexism, bigotry, prejudice and biases, unconscious biases, structural inequalities, institutionalized patriarchy, and safety concerns. Five women who have managed to surmount some of the challenges were interviewed for their perspectives on the problem and solutions. Research author Dashini Ayton says the low numbers of culturally diverse women in leadership roles makes it critical that lived experience is featured in policies and decision-making on solutions.
Something that came through all of the interviews that people were kind of like, well, people look at us, and particularly if we're from a non-European background, we are physically different in terms of how we are seen and perceived. And so that's not what in our culture, in Australian culture, that people necessarily recognise as what leadership might look like, and how we lead is different. And, you know, I've been talking to colleagues a lot since doing this piece of work, and just some of the cultural norms that come from other backgrounds. So, for example, you know, I'm Indian Sri Lankan. Sometimes making direct eye contact isn't something that's encouraged. That's not seen as something that is a leadership trait. I think there's a lot of strength that can be brought from that in terms of different types of skills, different types of capabilities. But I just don't think that people see us in that because we're not represented. And so you can only, for the next generations coming up, you can only be what you can see, right? And no one is seeing it at the moment because they're not there.
Wurundjeri woman Sue-Ann Hunter has served on several boards over the years in the Aboriginal child welfare and health space. She's also one of five commissioners with Australia's first Indigenous truth-telling body, the Yuruk Justice Commission in Victoria. She says it's been a challenge to be taken seriously by board members who are usually white, male and middle-aged.
And you actually have to make a noise and stand up, really stand up strongly for what you believe in, to be able to make the difference. It becomes quite disheartening. So I think, you know, it takes, and dare I say it, a strong woman to be in these leadership positions and just stand up against not only the work you're fighting for just, like I'm fighting for justice and healing for our people, but also fighting because I want our next generation of girls to be able to be heard and not have to be in that space.
Afghan-born Australian human rights advocate and lawyer Mariam Vezadeh is the CEO of Media Diversity Australia. She left behind a career in law to pursue advocacy in gender and cultural diversity. She says the barriers are very real and it's stopping talented women from becoming leaders.
Those things add up and, you know, it's been described as a death by a thousand cuts. The impact of those microaggressions over time can really have a compounding impact.
She shares some examples of the type of behaviour that can take a toll.
Because I choose not to drink as a practising Australian Muslim woman, that I would be effectively mocked for that. Having worn a headscarf for quite a long time throughout my career and the assumptions that people made with that, where people would make an assumption that I can't speak English, where there was situations where I'd walk into a room and, as a practicing lawyer, for example, and a barrister would walk into the same room, look straight at me and go, am I in the wrong place? Because again, an assumption that I didn't belong there. When you experience those things over and over again, it does starts to wear you down.
The negative attitudes in the workplace can also impact on the desire of culturally diverse women to pursue leadership roles, and they can also encounter outdated views of desired leadership traits.
I've been told things like, well, if you want to be a leader, marry him, you're just too nice. Things like that, I know, echo sentiments other women have heard as well, and it speaks to this issue of a very Western masculine style of leadership, that this idea that you can't lead with compassion because that's such a feminine skill, and that that leadership requires sort of Western style of masculine style of leadership. This is just such old school thinking, and we really need to challenge that.
Sue Ann Hunter says her work with the Yirrkk Justice Commission has underlined the scale of the problem.
And if we really look at the structures, so I'm on the commission and we're looking at systemic racism or systemic injustices towards First People. And all those systems are created, are European creations, and our men don't fit there, let alone our women. And so how do you fit in that? And I think I took on the role as a commissioner to change these structures and these systems from the systemic injustices that happen so that others can walk through these, we can change them, and they're actually accessible for everybody.
Gender diversity of Australian company boards has been growing steadily over the years, but cultural diversity has remained stagnant. For example, companies listed on the ASX have grown the number of women over 7 years to 44% of board roles, according to the 2023 Board Diversity Index. On cultural diversity, there's been little improvement. 90% of board members are from Anglo-Celtic background. In Australia's federal parliament, the track record isn't any better. At a population level, 23% of Australians claim a non-European ancestry, but only 6.6% or 15 out of 227 MPs have overseas non-European backgrounds. UN Women earlier this year estimated at the current rate it will take 300 years to achieve gender equality. Add in cultural diversity and that timeline stretches even further. Research author Dr. Tashini Ayton urges everyone to do what they can in their sphere of influence to actively dismantle harmful views and take responsibility for action and change.
You know, being able to recognise and promote and having allies in the workplace and having people say, hey, you should go for these leadership positions. You need to be able to back yourself. We're backing you in this. Because I think that the other thing is, when you haven't seen yourself in position of leadership or people like you in position of leadership, you don't think that that's something you could necessarily put your hand up for. And so to have allies around you to then say, hey, you can do this and we're here to support you doing that. I do think, and I am hopeful, that we as a society can get to that space quicker, the more that we have these conversations.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.